the Feast of the Holy Guardian Angels. That's what you're talking about today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, because it's just important we remember the guardian angels. I'm going to say a little bit about it, but we actually have a topic today, but I must mention the guardian angels on Take Two, because you guys know me so well, how much I love the angels, and I've devoted a long time studying the angels, over 13 years, and this feast day is a special day, so I'll share a little bit at the opening part of the show, but the title of this show is My Family Is ... You get to finish the sentence. Okay, this is your show, Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and on this Feast of the Holy Guardian Angels, we are going to talk about this family topic, and we'd like you to weigh in on it. So I want you to finish the sentence. My family is, now you can say your family is awesome. Your family is struggling. Your family is dysfunctional. Your family is doing well. Your family is growing. Your family is shrinking. Your family is divided. You can say whatever you want to finish that sentence, but let's talk about it on this great feast day. You'll see how I'll weave in the guardian angels. Why? Because family is family, and everybody in the family has a guardian angel, and the guardian angels talk to each other. Well, they don't actually talk to each other. It's a thought-to-thought, very quick, instantaneous communication, but it's very, very powerful. So you'll see how I'll bring that in. Now, Charles is our producer, and Charles and I decided, and Jerry, I talked to Jerry Usher, and he so agreed to put on the calendar a monthly show on angels, because you requested it, the Take Two family, and we like to do what you want and need, and so once a month we will actually dedicate the whole show to angel stories and talking about the angels. But it is today the Feast of the Holy Guardian Angels, so a couple things I just want to say real quickly as you are lighting up the phone lines, finishing the sentence, my family is ... You finish the sentence. Now, if you don't want to out your family, if something's going wrong, and just give your confirmation name or a name that you wish that your parents had named you and that you always liked growing up. Maybe you watched the Brady Bunch and you wanted to be named Marcia, Jan, or Cindy, or something like that. So please go ahead and call in at 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. You can also text us, and you can finish the sentence, my family is ... Finish the sentence. That's what that ... is. Text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and then finish the sentence, my family is, and just know that message and data rates may apply. Okay. So on this Feast of the Guardian Angels, as you're calling in, you're going to be not talking about guardian angels. I'll do the part of talking about guardian angels, how it relates to the family. You're going to be finishing the sentence. My family is, okay, that's what I need from you guys. And you don't have to be Catholic to call in. Everybody is welcome here on Take Two. So you're part of the family if you're listening. Number to dial is 833-288-3986. Please light up those phone lines now as I talk briefly about the guardian angels, because I have to mention it. I can't let it pass. It would break my heart, because everybody knows how I love the guardian angels. Just make sure, folks, that you meditate today on Psalm 91. Most translations of the Bible, God's protection in the middle of the psalm talks about the guardian angels to guard us and guide us. Matthew 18:10 about be careful of touching the little ones, because their guardian angels are beholding the face of God. So that's a beautiful scripture passage to meditate on that Jesus said. Also, look up today. There are indulgences, partial indulgences for the whole year, plenary indulgences that revolve around the guardian angels. And so you can look those up. I know that there is a potential partial indulgence for saying the guardian angel prayer very reverently. And everybody really should be saying that prayer, because the angels are a truth of our faith. So if you say that prayer, you're acknowledging God's mission and what God wants for us, and we are cooperating, and we are saying that we are aware that we do have a guardian angel. So that angel of God prayer, so it goes, angel of God, my guardian dear, to whom God's love entrusts me here or commits me here, ever this day be at my side, to light and guard, to rule and guide, amen. Say it morning and evening, and then it reminds you that you have your guardian angel beside you. And that is very pleasing to God, because we are acknowledging what he has planned for us, to have this companion, this cheerleader of ours, and to a bodyguard, a soul guard to help us get to heaven. So very, very important. And there's some partial indulgences there. Also, I just wanted to say to our Take Two family, when I share about angels, let me just be clear about this. I'm sharing from scripture. I'm sharing from the catechism and mainly from St. Thomas Aquinas, the Summa Theologiae, okay? The rest of the things that I bring to the table are from private revelation from saints and, that have revealed their relationship with the angels. So that's where it comes from. I know that a couple people ask me, well, where is that in scripture? Where is that here? There's so much we don't know about the guardian angels. There's so much we don't know about the whole angel realm. But it is important that we rely on our church fathers and doctors of the church to help us understand it better, kind of grasp it a little bit better. So just go to the catechism. It starts around paragraph 328. Okay, so now I just wanted to raise awareness that it is the feast day of the guardian angels. And I just wanted to say thank you to all the guardian angels of the Take Two family. I believe that you're prompting everyone to call in and to keep this show going and thriving and doing well. So thank you, thank you, thank you to the guardian angels. Okay, today's topic, my family is, maybe your family is awesome. Okay, that's fantastic. We want to celebrate with you. Okay, maybe your family is lousy. It's just a horrible family. It's mean and not nice, and there's a lot of fights and stuff like that. That happens, but there's a lot of families like that. Maybe your family is somewhere in between. Remember, we cover the good, the bad, and the ugly here on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. We don't hold back anything because we've got nothing to lose by holding back. We definitely have everything to gain by really putting it out there and growing and learning together as the body of Christ. So I need you to finish the sentence. Phone lines are lighting up. That's good. Matt is busy. And here is the number, 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. I said already that you can text us. You can also go on social media on YouTube and Facebook. Charles and Michael are pulling everything from there. I'm waving to you guys. You can go on the, and you can email us, take2@ewtn.com. Many ways that you can get in touch with us, but I need you to finish the sentence. My family is, wow, this is going to be a great show. Stay with us. I'll be right back. Finish the sentence today on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. By the way, there's a lot of folks watching and chatting on YouTube, and thanks, you guys. You can also get us at Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. You guys are amazing. I love the Take Two family. You can reach us by email, take2@ewtn.com. Also, go to our website, take2show.com. We have the virtual prayer wall there. So if you didn't get in yesterday and get your prayer intentions, we're praying round the clock. So just know this is a very special week. You know, it started with the Archangels feast day, and it went into St. Jerome and then St. Therese and the Guardian Angels. And then we've got St. Teresa of Avila coming up. We've got St. Francis of Assisi. I mean, this is a powerful week in the church year. So important for us to really get deep into prayer. I'm going to get to Columba in just a second, our first caller, but I need you to join the others that are trying to get in on this topic today. My family is, finish the sentence. Think about it for a moment. I know it takes a couple minutes. You want to try to formulate and kind of figure out how you're going to present this to the Take Two family. I understand that. But it is important that we do talk about it because there's a lot of things going on in families that are really held behind closed doors, and it's not necessarily a good thing. The more we get out there into the world and share that other people have the same problems as we do and similar situations, we can work together to support one another. We can work together to grow and to be better as families and be stronger and support families. So don't be afraid to call in. I'm not saying that you're afraid, but don't be afraid, because sometimes with family situations, people are like, I don't want to do that. I don't want to air dirty laundry. I don't want to do that. It's not that way. I'll be the first one to say it. You know, I come from a very big, fun, smart. My brothers and sisters are just, I think they're brilliant, but a little bit dysfunctional family, I got to tell you. There's six of us kids and my parents. My parents have gone on to meet the Lord, but it was just a lot of activity, a lot of personalities, a lot of strong personalities in the family. But it made for a lot of fun and a lot of good discussions, but also a lot of heated arguments as well. So and I don't think that's airing dirty laundry. That's just being part of a big family. So my family is, finish the sentence, please. And all you have to do is dial in because Matt is wonderful to talk to. And the number is 833-288-3986. That's the number. And I'm getting to the phone calls in just a moment. I just have to share with our listeners about the saints. I talked about what a great week this is, highlighting so many of our powerhouse saints. Saints are the heroes of the Catholic faith. They serve as examples for all Catholics, showing us how to lead a more satisfying, more spiritual life in communion with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. You can view our comprehensive documentation of saints who serve as theologians and doctors of the church. All you have to do, folks, is visit EWTN.com and click Catholicism. Super easy. Just make sure you spell Catholicism correctly. A lot of people have a difficult time with that. That is so true. You know, I just want to say something that's kind of funny. My last name is Giorgiani. And I always say to folks, my husband taught me this. He says, just say, when spelling Giorgiani, tell people just to say the state of Georgia, NNI. Okay. And you wouldn't believe how many times I say to folks, it's the state of Georgia, NNI. And people will say, how do you spell the state of Georgia? This is no joke. And so I have to spell Giorgiani. Is a very long name, but I love it. It kind of rolls off your tongue. So our first caller is Columba from New Hampshire on Sirius XM 130. Welcome to our program. Take it away.
Hi. Hello. Hi. Debbie, how are you?
I'm great. How are you? Did I say your name correctly? Is it Columba?
It is. And
it's a beautiful name.
Fine?
Go ahead.
Thank you. It's my confirmation name. So my family is ... part Catholic and part Protestant, and that can be really painful. Mm-hmm. My brother and I were raised Protestant, and then we, independently of each other, became Catholic as adults. And my father has passed on, but my mother is very, very much has her heels dug in and is very critical of the Catholic Church, which is painful.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So why, may I ask, and I don't want to put you on the spot here, but why is she so critical of the Catholic Church? Is it the Blessed Mother? Is it the way we do things? What is it?
I think that she has a sense that the Catholic Church is all about being punitive and, you know, making people do endless penance, mm-hmm. and that it's not about knowing Jesus and it's not about mercy and grace. Mm-hmm. But, and so no matter how much I try to tell her that it's just abundant with mercy and grace, I think she doesn't want to hear it. So... Mm-hmm. And I think part of it is, too, she shares the common Protestant conviction that the Catholic Church is unbiblical.
Ooh, okay.
And so I will say, well, you know, who do you think put the Bible together and ratified it and kept it, you know, for 1,500 years? It didn't spring up out of nowhere. But I've discovered that I just need to pray mm-hmm. about it, that this will be the work of the Holy Spirit.
Sure.
And I can't, it's beyond my control.
Okay. So are you open for a couple suggestions?
Sure.
Okay, cool. You're so sweet. Okay. She's your mom, you know, and you love her.
Yeah.
And you want her yes. approval. You want her to be supportive of what you're doing. This is what I would do in this case. No, I'm a cradle Catholic, so I didn't have that issue, but I can only imagine that it is very painful because here you know about the Catholic Church, you're in the Catholic Church, you know the how spiritually deep and sacrament rich our Catholic faith is, mm-hmm. and how it's filled with mercy and love and the Scripture and everything that your mom has is kind of not understanding. What I would do if I were you, and I think you said your brother, right? Is your brother's with you on this? Okay. Is absolutely live out your faith joyfully, like you won the spiritual jackpot every single day. Live it out. Completely let it flow through you. Let God use you, and let it flow through you to your mom and to your other Protestant family members. It has been shown that that is the best way to bring people in, because people, every single person, it's kind of like human nature. I shouldn't do absolutes, but you know what I'm talking about. People generally want what others have, because there's something inside of them that just comes forth and comes out of their pores and out of their being, and you're just drawn into it. And you know, the quote to St. Francis of Assisi, which is coming up Friday, is preach the gospel always and use words if necessary. And that's not really, it's been shown that it's probably, he didn't really actually say it like that, although his order and the way they conducted themselves in the world actually spoke of that, it modeled that. And it's so true. We the preaching, and I'm not saying you're preaching, but the convincing and the preaching and the talking about it, we need in this world less of that and more action. So more being fully, authentically Catholic and really letting it just flow. And someday, and this is where I'm going to weave in the guardian angels, because it's a feast of the guardian angels, Columba, and I hope you do acknowledge that you have a guardian angel. Ask your guardian angel to go to your mom's guardian angel and to make sure that there's this like slow drip on your mom, just to be open to the Catholic faith. She doesn't, you know, I mean, you can't force anybody to convert or do anything, but just to be open. So that would be my suggestions. I have seen it work many, many times and beautifully in God's timing. What do you say?
Oh, beautiful. Mm-hmm. I love the idea of living out your faith as a way to attract people. Mm-hmm. I love to wear the miraculous medal, but I've been going through a hard time in my life right now. So I've decided I don't want to wear that openly in my workplace until I can model being a joyous Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
So that's...
Yeah,
and
so
I wear
it
every day, but...
But you don't want to wear it outwardly, as you're saying, so they can see it?
I think my sense is, because I've been going through a rough patch and that mm-hmm. I have some unhappiness right now, I don't want to let everybody know that I'm Catholic until I can be a joyous Catholic. I don't want to look like a bitter Catholic or an angry Catholic, which, you know, people will draw their conclusions. Mm-hmm. Falsely, of course, that it's being Catholic that's made me unhappy right now.
Okay, got you. Okay, so you want to walk the walk, talk the talk, actually live it. Absolutely. But I would still have that miraculous medal blessed, and I would carry that miraculous medal with you and on you. That would be beautiful. I'm not saying you feel this way, but you don't want to be ashamed of it either. So make sure that you have your intentions correct. So if you want to be a joyous Catholic and go out there and just, you know, announce it to the world in a real authentic way. Absolutely. So, but still carry that miraculous medal with you. The other thing too is, go to your guardian angel and ask your guardian angel to help you with this. Because remember, our Psalm 91, our guardian angels are there to guard us and guide us, illuminate our minds and strengthen our will. So our guardian angels are in the beatific vision, Columba. So they're in the face of God. They're beholding the face of God. So they are super joy filled. Okay. And they can help us with that. What do you say?
I love that. Well, my miraculous medal is blessed. I wear it every day. I just don't always have it out.
Yeah.
But I understand. I'm not ashamed of it.
Okay, perfect. I understand. And I wasn't accusing you of that at all. I just wanted to make sure that you don't, because I know people later on, they'll say, oh, I put my medal or cross away and I feel bad now. I don't want anybody to feel bad. So that's why mm-hmm. I was kind of doing that. The other thing too is the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Have you picked up that devotion yet?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's one that brings Protestant brothers and sisters into Holy Mother Church, just to let you know.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. So yeah, I think you got a good toolbox there. I think you're good. And I thank you so much for sharing with us today. I put you in the prayer book. Keep us posted on how it's going. I have a feeling you're going to get some forward movement with your mom. So that's a really good thing. I want to give the number again. So Columba did her part. She finished the sentence, "My family is," and she started off with being painful. So that's the first one. I said dysfunctional for my family, but it's a good dysfunction. Okay. It's okay. The number to dial is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Did I say that correctly? I did. Okay. I just want to make sure we're getting calls here. I want to make sure I gave the right number here because I was going to give the text number again. Okay. So where are we going next? We are going to Tina. And Tina's been waiting so patiently. We do have room for others, so please call in. Do not hesitate. I want to get as many calls as possible. Tina's from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, on EWTN.com. Hi, Tina.
Yes. Hi.
Go right ahead. Yeah, family is?
Very important to me.
Aw. I love that. Tell us why.
Well, because I'm fortunate enough to have a family, and I don't want to take that for granted. And some people don't have others, but I just want to always be thankful and grateful for the family that God specifically chose for me.
Mm-hmm. So the family that God specifically chose for you. Is there a story behind this, Tina?
Well, I waited a long time to have my son. I always wanted to have children. Mm-hmm. But I guess when you wait a long time, you finally get what you were waiting for. You cherish it. And I believe that God knows when the right time is to give you the right things in your life.
Mm-hmm. Wow. You are so appreciative of your family. You're very grateful.
Yes.
Do you practice?
I'm grateful and thankful that I have a family that God chose for me.
Wow. Wow. I love your heart. It's beautiful. Do you practice gratitude on a regular basis? I'm just curious.
Yes, every day. Mm-hmm, I'm thankful just to be alive and happy and just able to, you know, live for God and whatever He wants me to do for Him.
Wow. Wow, it's powerful. And does it make you feel good inside when you have this kind of a disposition, this kind of outlook?
Yeah, because I think it's so easy to just look at what's wrong in your life. And that's kind of like what the enemy wants you to do, to be distracted with all the negativity. But you can't really give that power to Satan because there's so many beautiful things that God has given us, and we really need to focus on that.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Tina, I put you down for you're very grateful for your family. I love that. I love it. Thank you for gracing this conversation today. We want to cover this from all angles because I think it can help us as we look at our families. I mean, God puts us in these families so that hopefully we can journey together, get closer to God. Spouses come together to get each other to heaven, and that's important. So I think it's worthy of us dedicating an entire hour to this topic. So I appreciate it. Thank you, Tina. God bless you. Oh, thank you. God bless you. I think I know what I did. I think I might have given the international number. So let me give the number 833-288-3986. That's 833-288-EWTN. That's the number, and you can always remember it by the great letters of EWTN. So 833-288-EWTN. You can call us from around the world, and we'll put you to the front of the line because it's an international call, and we know it probably you've got to get going and you can't hold that long. So we will do that for sure. We want to thank Charles Beery, our producer, Matt on the phones, Michael on social media. You guys are going strong. Lots of people on the chat. Stay with us and answer the question. there's a lot happening on the chats, and so there's some questions being asked about how the family is doing. So if you could answer those, we'd like to pick up those comments there. And we want to know how your family is doing. That's why we're asking you to finish this sentence. My family is, and we've gotten dysfunctional, painful at times, grateful for the family, appreciate the family. So it's a beautiful way for us to do this exercise to really see what's going on in families. And I'll get to Elizabeth in just a moment, so hang on. I want to share some great events that are going on with our wonderful affiliates and partners. Congratulations going out to our great EWTN radio partner. Our Lady of Perpetual Help Radio, serving Essex Junction, Vermont, is celebrating 7 years with EWTN. Congratulations to Donna McSoley and her great team at WRXJ from your friends here at EWTN. Wow, I just love when stations are going strong, so it's just really wonderful. I'm going to get back to the phones. We also have comments coming in. Yeah, you can call in. It's like to dial in. I'll share you do country code 1, and I'll share the number in a moment if you want international callers. But I know that we have a lot of international folks on the chat, so you could actually post right there and we'll pick up your comments. That'll be easier if you can't call in from England. I know we got a lot of folks from England that watch Take Two, so I'm waving to you guys. I know, because you send me the emails. But I wanted to do a very special invitation to the Take Two family. I need you guys to do me a favor, okay? After the show, don't do it right now, because you're going to miss out on some of the conversation that's happening. After the show, I need you to rush over to Facebook, okay? Go over to Facebook and go to EWTN Global Catholic Radio Facebook page, okay? It's our new improved version there we're doing, and it's EWTN Global Catholic Radio Facebook page, and I need you to like it. Could you do that for me, please? We got to grow the family very quickly there, and the Take Two family is huge, and you guys could go over there, and especially if you're on Jerry and Debbie Facebook page, jump over there and like the new EWTN Global Catholic Radio Facebook page. But do that after the show, though, okay, because I don't want you to miss anything. Elizabeth is up next from Minnesota on Real Presence Radio. Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi. I could hear you well a moment ago, but now I can't hear you very well anymore. But
okay, well, we can hear you. So why don't you go ahead, at least get your comment out about your family, and I can take it from there.
Okay. I've been thinking about it, and I actually had a big list, but I told Matt, the call screener, that I'd say my family wears a mask.
Your family wears a mask.
Yeah, we, I guess, people probably don't know what's really going on.
Okay, so they have, it's kind of a double life, is that what you're saying? I don't want to put words in your mouth, but is that what it's like?
I guess it has been, at least.
Okay.
Might still be.
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Well, for example, when I went through a deep depression in high school, and I mean, that was part one. I don't think they hid it, my family hid it from, you know, other family members. That would be an example. And now I think I kind of feel like maybe there was a moment in life where if I could have just let all the secrets out to somebody...
you would have been better?
Yeah.
Okay, I get it. I've heard this before. Many, many times. I don't know if you know this, but I've been in life coaching for over 20 years. And so this happens quite frequently, especially if there's a problem in the family, if somebody's struggling with something, if there's addiction, if there's alcoholism, if there's pornography, any of the above, or any type of emotional disorders or things that people are really working through, and the family kind of hides it, or is has a problem with it or doesn't know how to share it with the public or with people they interact with, it really does, for that person, it can make them stuff their feelings because they don't have a place to process. They don't have a place to work through it. They have to kind of just hold it in. Is that what happened to you?
That is one thing that happened to me, yes.
Yeah. Yeah, it's very, very painful. Very painful. May I ask, have you gotten help to work through that and to heal that in you so that it doesn't carry into
Not
your...
Not really, no.
Okay. I would encourage you, there's a lot of help out there now. A lot. Elizabeth, a ton. With coaching, with counseling. CatholicCounselors.com, the Pop Checks, they do a fabulous job. There's amazing Catholic counselors different resources and different ways to get folks to really come to grips with what they had to work through as children and young adults, and to not have that to carry into their senior years. I will tell you that I work with folks in their 80s. In their 80s, Elizabeth, you're super young. You're way young, but 80 years old, and they will tell me that they wish they had known this 20, 30 years ago, because they're still carrying the wounds of that, of their childhood experience. Is there anything you wanted to share about that?
Well, I thought of a few things. One being, I never made it really quite into the Catholic Church. I had thought about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so maybe this is the year for you. Have you thought about enrolling in OCIA? It used to be called RCIA. It's OCIA. Have you thought about enrolling and just doing some classes?
I not only thought about it, but I signed up.
You did?
Well, okay. In the past, some years ago now.
Okay.
And I kind of had some social anxiety, so I never made it to a meeting.
Okay. Have you talked about if there's any virtual that they do on Zoom and things like that? Because they're still doing that after the pandemic, you know.
I can't explain it, but I'm not sure that would work for me.
Okay. Well, then, you know what, though? Here's what you want to do. You can continue your formation at home. So do you like reading? Do you like watching YouTube videos and things that can form you in the faith?
Watch YouTube videos.
Yeah. You do? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what I would do is I would continue that, Elizabeth, and you deserve to do that. And there's so much, good, solid material through EWTN and through other Catholic trusted sources. And I would just form yourself in the faith until you can get to a place where you feel like you can engage and go further. Because if you're feeling called into Holy Mother Church, you should absolutely make those steps in that direction. We always believe that's the Holy Spirit pulling you into the fullness of truth, and that's a good thing.
Well,
so
frankly,
we're gonna...
right now I feel like I missed that call. That's how I feel.
Oh, okay. Well, you think it's like it's too late? Is that what you're thinking?
That's right.
No. Never think that with God. Never, never, never. Listen, if you're taking a breath and you're living and you're breathing and you're walking this earth, it's never too late. Never, ever too late. So just know that. And here's where I'm going to bring in the guardian angels again. It's the Feast of the Guardian Angels. Pray that guardian angel prayer or meditate on Psalm 91 and ask the guardian angels to put the next steps in front of you to keep moving towards the church, if that's what your heart's desire is. And we're going to be praying for it as well. Okay. So you've got a big, big support team here, Elizabeth. Huge. We believe in the power of prayer. And in fact, I just got a quick direct message that said that we're already praying. Okay. So you've got a family praying for you, gigantic, worldwide family. So just keep the faith, keep the joy, keep moving forward. Even if it's baby stepping it forward, that's a good thing. And just keep moving forward and you'll see the angels, and you will gather that strength, and it will keep you on that good path into the church if that's what that's what you desire. Okay, so that's what we're going to pray for. So just know you're part of the family. Okay. All right. God bless you. Thank you for sharing with us today. That was a really powerful call, because I think a lot of families struggle with family issues that are kept quiet and hidden, and that's not always a good thing, because as you heard from Elizabeth, that can make things difficult for people as they start to grow up in the family and they have nowhere to really process this. Okay, we're going to go to Patricia, and Patricia's in Midland, Texas, on Guadalupe Radio Network. Hi, Patricia.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for taking my call.
Oh, thank you for calling. Yes, go right ahead.
I was going to make a comment on the lady that says she's not wearing the miraculous medal because she thinks that, you know, people are going to judge her that being Catholic is being, you know, sad or depressed or whatever it was that she mentioned. And the way I feel about it is that you have to wear that armor. That medal came to her for a purpose and a reason. Mm-hmm. And she cannot allow the devil to put thoughts and feelings against the medal. She has to wear it with faith. Maybe she's not ready to show it, like she said. But we have to dress ourselves with an armor. And I think the miraculous medal is that armor. Mm-hmm. You know, how can you go wrong with the Blessed Mother just, you know, being there forward, taking those arrows for you? And the other thing, the question was that you said your family is. Well, my family is split. My oldest son became a Protestant and does not want to hear anything about the Catholic Church. He took his family. My grandkids were baptized Catholic, and now they're Protestant. Mm-hmm. And it hurts. I cannot stand here and tell you that it doesn't hurt, but I don't give up. I pray my rosaries every single day, and I ask God and Blessed Mary to guide them back, because that's where they belong. Mm-hmm. And the other thing is, on my guardian angel,
yes,
I never prayed to my guardian angel, and I still don't pray the prayer to my guardian angel, but I do talk to him now, and I thank him every single day. I thank him, and I have forgiveness for being a witness of the sins that I have committed, but thanking him that he never left me, and that he has guided me to where I am today. And I thank him for that. And the thing that it is with my guardian angel is that I started praying to Father Pio. I have prayed to Father Pio. And now I talk to him and I tell him, please help.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Do you consider yourself a daughter of St. Padre Pio?
I have not. I don't know if you have to say a prayer to it or if you have to be in front of a priest.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't. You don't. Let me share that, because since you asked that, you're probably representing a lot of people. You don't. There's no formal way to be enrolled into being. You just ask. You ask Padre Pio. Obviously, you are going to him as one of the saints that you lean on. Say some of the prayers, and then usually you'll get a confirmation down the road or something that you just know that he has taken you on as a spiritual son or daughter, and then he takes on the whole family as well. So you were talking about your son, I believe, who became Protestant. So he takes on the whole family, which is a beautiful, comforting thought. So I just wanted you to know that. And by the way, I love your emotion. It's very genuine, coming from your heart. So I just wanted to say that. That's very, very quick. Any final comments?
I'm just. I've been blessed.
Yeah, I can hear it. We can hear it. It's very obvious. One thing I will say, Patricia, I just wanted to say you were referencing Columba's call, and she's not. We established that she's not at all embarrassed to wear it or ashamed to wear it. The medal, she does have the medal with her. It's blessed and it's on her being, and she wants to get to a point where I think I was sensing. I hope I don't put words in her mouth, but that she just wants to feel comfortable in the faith so that she can live out her faith in that joy filled manner. But the fact that she has and carries that miraculous medal, you are spot on. Very, very powerful sacramental, because Our Lady is our spiritual mother and she will always take care of her children. So thank you for caring so much and offering those powerful, encouraging words to Columba, Patricia, because I agree with you that, you know, the demons will try to do anything to distract us or get us down or to discourage us and to keep us from doing the things that we know to be true in the faith. And so we have to work hard to really stay focused. So God bless you. I'm going to let you go on that. And thank you so very much for calling in from Midland, Texas, on our friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. I wanted to share with our listeners real quickly. We did have Maggie was on from Alaska. I love getting calls from Alaska. So Maggie, if you want to call back, feel free to do that. And I also wanted to share with our listeners that I did indeed give the international number. So I will give that again, but I want to get back to the phones in just a moment because we've got a lot going on here with the chats and social media. And already you guys are going over to Facebook and liking the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Facebook page. Great job, you guys. But remember, do it after the show. Okay. Okay. We're going to go to Mark in Connecticut on Veritas Catholic Radio. Hey, Mark.
Hello.
Hello, Mark. Go right ahead.
Yes. Hi. How are you?
I'm doing well because it's the Feast of the Guardian Angels, and I love this special day. Go right ahead, sir.
Okay. Well, here's the thing. My future stepdaughter has five children with this man who just does not help out with the situation at all. He just leaves everything to her.
Okay.
She's homeless. She's been staying with us for a while. We're overcrowded because of where we're living. We're looking to get into a different facility, hopefully soon, that goes by your income.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that the rents aren't going to be that high in that respect. You know what I mean? Then I also have another stepdaughter who relies on marijuana quite a bit.
Ooh, okay.
She's been using that for I don't know how long. She won't stop. She can't stop, she says. She has social anxiety. She can't hold a job down because of it. And I'm praying for all these people and the situation that we're in.
Yeah, you've got a lot you're dealing with your family. But here's the thing, Mark. You sound very strong, and you sound like a great leader of your family. So I hope that they are listening to you. Are they?
So-so.
Okay.
So-so.
And are you...
One hand off the other, you know?
Right. Are you praying... obviously, you're praying for them and helping them in prayer. Can you go to your guardian angel and ask to go to their guardian angels to get extra assistance? It sounds like you need some additional support around you from the heavenly realm, which is understandable. So are you doing that? Because you got children involved here, and you want the safety and protection of those children, Mark, and you do have that sense of authority being the father in this home. I would just exercise that in a very strong way, Mark. Maybe add some fasting, if you can add fasting for the intentions to make sure that your family is protected. It doesn't have to be fasting from food, but I would also, Mark, are you Catholic?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Okay, when I say good, because the rosary, it's the rosary month, Mark. Go to Our Lady, Lady Undoer of Knots, okay, and pray the rosary. And especially, Mark, it's important that you pray. Men need to pray for their families, to protect their families. Mark, you have that extra authority and that power because that's the way God set it up. So use it wisely, because you obviously want all of these kids and grandkids to be protected.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And we're praying too. I put your whole family in the book, by the way. So we're praying too. Okay, will you keep us posted?
I'll do what I can, yes.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Mark. Thank you so much. I mean, it's another powerful call about families wanting to make sure our families are safe and doing the right thing and living well and thriving and not just surviving. You know, that's a tough position to be in. You know, the international call that I gave accidentally, I think there's no accident to it because actually I just got the message from England. The country code 1-205-271-2985 is the way to call in. And if you are listening anywhere on this globe, call in, okay? Because Take Two is a live call-in show for the lay faithful to come together and to share these really deep topics so we can learn and grow together. And we hopefully will be a little bit changed, a little bit closer to God by the end of this brief hour together. Okay, I'm going to go back to the phones. Thank you again, Mark. I wish I had more time to talk to you, but I want to squeeze in Goldie from Bethlehem, Pennsylvania on EWTN.com. Goldie, take it away.
Hi, Debbie.
Hi. How are you?
I want to thank you for, before I forgot, I want to thank you. This is a praise report because I keep messaging on the YouTube. And also, I remember I did also message to send you an email. Thank mm-hmm. you for our trip in Switzerland. It was beautiful that it was everything that I prayed to God. Mm-hmm. And about my family, I love them, and yeah. I want them also to know God,
mm-hmm.
and love God.
Yeah. Well, of course, you love your family, and you love God, and you want them to love God, of course. And so, and the beauty of what you just said, Goldie, is that God sees that, God hears that. He knows what you want, just like the Blessed Mother wants all of her children to be well and to grow closer to her son, Jesus. Okay, you want the best for your family, and you want them to know, love, and serve God, just like the Catechism speaks of. And that's a wonderful thing. But here's what we always want to remember. We have heavenly support. We have the angels and saints that are our cheerleaders and really helping us and supporting us in that effort. So we can never lose sight of that. I know you don't. We can never. I'm mainly talking to everybody that's listening right now, Goldie, in the listening audience. And I will tell you that don't ever lose hope. That's why John Paul II said, never, ever give up in anything. Don't give up about yourself. Don't give up in prayer. Don't give up. Padre Pio said, pray, hope, and don't worry, because worry is useless. God is merciful and will answer your prayers, will hear your prayers. Absolutely. So we have the faith, we have the hope, we keep marching forward, and we keep shouting to the heavens that how much we want our family to be happy and healthy and holy. Right, Goldie?
Yes, thank you, Debbie. And I also, I like the first caller. I can relate to everything that you said to her and what she shared to us too, that about her family, and that you just keep like what I'm trying to do now. I want to try share to my family about God, how God loves me, and how God is working every day, the many blessings every day. I'm trying to do that to my family, share about God, Word of God, and everything. And I thank you, Debbie, because I know we have guardian angels, but mm-hmm. because of you, I've learned to know more about guardian angels, and I love them. I have the prayer of guardian angels, aww. And I've been praying the Holy Rosary too, and Padre Pio, and also Blessed Carlo Acutis. I prayed for Blessed Carlo Acutis for all my mm-hmm. nephews and my niece to guide them and protect them.
Wow, you just made my day. You have no idea. I'm just filling up with tears, and I'm so grateful to you that you shared that. That just warms my heart, and thank you. Thank you for sharing it with the world, because others will get close to Blessed Carlo Acutis because of your call and the guardian angels as well. Thank you, Goldie. God bless you. Okay, folks, that'll do it for the calls today, but I wanted to share with our wonderful listeners this podcast about Podcast Central. We have great podcasts there. The Messy Family Project. Mike and Alicia Hernan believe that being a good parent starts with being a great spouse. On their latest episode, Mike and Alicia continue the conversation about how to parent like a Catholic. You can hear this and other faith-filled podcasts from our friends and affiliates around the world at EWTN Podcast Central. All you have to do is visit EWTN.com/radio and click on Podcast Central today. I totally skipped a couple sentences, but I just took a pause because you guys are sending in messages from YouTube like crazy. A lot of folks are on YouTube today. Look at you guys go. Now, everybody, we're getting ready to close the show. Now you go over to the Facebook side on our EWTN Global Catholic Radio Facebook page and like us there, okay? So that's really cool. And don't forget to like the Jerry and Debbie Facebook page because we're trying to grow the family there. Charles Beery, our wonderful producer, posts some great content there and some questions, and we'll keep the conversation going. Thank you, Matt Kabinski, for answering phones. Thank you, Michael McCall, on social media. Tomorrow's topic is, here's the question, get ready for it. Do you feel close to God? Do you feel close to God? Think about it. Weigh in. We want your takes. You don't have to be Catholic to call in. We love you guys so very, very much. Thank you to all the affiliates that are carrying Take Two Live. God bless you. You're doing a great work. Until tomorrow, have a beautiful and blessed day. We'll see you real soon.